Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, I got that. Scott didn't call you, huh? I'll just leave it on your desk while you're here, okay?
Okay.
All right, see ya.
Wait. What are you wearing?
What?
What are you wearing?
Antlers.
I know that. Why?
Well, haven't you been listening to radio? Moose Benil, the radio guy in the morning, they're having a contest. In the next month, if his Moose Patrol catches you wearing antlers, you win $500.
So for the next month, you're going to be walking around looking like a boob?
Yep.
Well, take them off.
Oh, I'm just why?
I don't want my defensive coordinator walking around looking like a moose.
So now we have a dress code?
Yeah, but it's pretty lenient. You can wear anything a human would wear. And besides, is it worth $500 to walk around town being humiliated?
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. For $500, you're darn right it is worth it. That's all there is to it.
And listen, I'm having lunch Tuesday with a writer from Sport Magazine. I'd like to go to someplace a little fancier than the Touchdown Club. Because I'm trying to project a classier image. Yeah. I can be as suave and sophisticated as the next guy, and I want the whole world to know it, Mrs. Torkelson.
What is that I smell?
Well, homemade beef jerky. Hey, how is my favorite fiancé?
Learning more about you every day.
I made some turkey jerky for you. You want some?
Maybe later. Listen, could I bring up a subject that I know is going to be a little touchy?
Well, I told you I was tired last Saturday night, honey. Now, I just think talking about it's going to make it worse.
That isn't what I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
What I wanted to talk about is where we're going to live when we get married.
Well, I assume we're going to live right here in the cabin.
Well, I thought you might have assumed that, so that's why I wanted to talk about it.
Is that a problem?
Well, Hayden, this is your place. It's always been your place. It always will be your place.
Is that a problem?
Well, I thought we might want to have a place that's our place.
Oh, honey, well, what's mine is yours, and what's yours, I really don't want.
Hayden, I really think we're going to need to compromise on this.
Well, how are we going to compromise?
As I was driving down here tonight, I happened to stop by and see this house that was for sale, and I really thought it was charming, and I would just love you to see it. I mean, we have to start somewhere.
Well, geez, if we started charming, where the hell do we end up?
Well, hopefully we end up with a place we both love. Now, I'm not saying we buy this house. I just want you to look at it.
When?
Well, I thought we could do it on Sunday.
Sunday? Well, Sunday's my holy day. Sunday's football.
I don't think you'll be struck down if you miss one day. Hayden, I wouldn't ask you to do this if I didn't think it was really important. If we're going to be married, we have to learn to start functioning like a team.
All right. I'll go with you and look at this stupid house on Sunday. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to hate it.
Well, that's a team spirit.
All right.
Isn't this fabulous? It's so private. Wouldn't it be great to live at the end of a cul-de-sac?
No. Well, a lot of murders are committed at the end of cul-de-sacs. So where's this real estate shark we're supposed to meet?
Her name is Patty, and she's not a shark.
Come on, Christine. All real estate agents are sharks. They don't care about you. All they care about are their commissions. They're slimy, lying, greedy little parasites.
I thought I heard voices. I'm Patty Showalter, and you must be Hayden. I got here early and built a fire and made some tea and cookies. Come here.
Leech.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned it, but the man who owned the house was a woodworker. So everything you see is handcrafted.
Then why is he selling?
He passed away. Well, what do you think?
Wow.
You like it?
Like it? I love it. Well, when you said charming, I was expecting the worst. This is just like my cabin, only it's got that light, airy feeling that you're always yammering about.
And did you notice the lake out back is chock full of trout?
Wow, trout? I love trout.
And the master suite has a fireplace.
Master suite? Man, I gotta see that.
And there's another fireplace in the game room.
Oh, boy, the game room! Here we go.
And you're on a sewer, not a septic tank.
That's it. I've seen enough. We're taking it.
What? Wait a minute. What do you mean we're taking it?
Well, don't you want it?
This is the first house we've seen.
We're not going to find anything better than this. They don't build them better than this. You heard, Patty. The dead guy was a craftsman.
I must tell you, there is one other couple interested.
Well, blow them off. We're taking it.
Patty, could you give us just a second to discuss this?
Oh, certainly. I'll go get the tea and cookies and a contract.
Hayden, have you lost your mind? I don't want to buy this house today.
Well, honey, if we don't take it, we're going to lose it to that other couple.
Hayden, there may not even be another couple.
Patty wouldn't lie to us.
Oh. This is insane. We were just looking.
I don't get it. You ask me to come and look for houses, you tell me I have to compromise, I fall in love with a place, and then you tell me I can't buy it. Boy, talk about irrational behavior, Christine.
Look, I'm not saying this might not be the perfect home for us someday, but I just can't move that fast.
Yeah, well, that's why we're a great team. I can.
We have three other houses to look at.
Well, okay. Can we just go look at the other three houses and come back and buy this one?
I do not want to buy a house today.
You are going to hate yourself, Christine, if you lose this house.
Well, what have we decided?
Well, Patty, we love this house, but we're just not ready to buy.
Oh, I understand.
Well, I'm sorry that we couldn't stay for the tea and cookies.
Oh, that's okay. The other couple have two boys. I'm sure they'll eat them.
Well, now we're going to lose our house and our cookies.
Come on.
Christine, listen, I want to go to the bathroom before we go.
I'll wait for you in the car.
Oh, I'll be right out. Hey. Patty!
Did you forget something?
Yeah, I forgot to ask who I make the check out to. We're taking it. Well, I am wrong. I am not afraid to admit it. And I was wrong about today.
You really mean that?
Oh, yeah. God, an incredible Sunday, just going from house to house. Jeez. Thank you for taking me to the wonderful world of compromise.
Well, you were wonderful today. You were cooperative, patient. I really felt like we were a team.
Oh, thank you. You know, and you were right about seeing those other houses. That was being a very good teammate. Because now we saw them, I am convinced the first house was the best. Wacky thought. Let's call Patty and buy that house.
Oh, Hayden. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, well, anything you want.
I feel like pasta.
You know, I bet you if we were living in that first house, supposed to be having pasta on a bed of fresh trout. Probably wouldn't even have to catch them. Just open up the back door and they'd come slipping in here with a pat of butter under each arm. Oh, let's just call Patty and buy that house. You know what's amazing? Until today, I thought this cabin was the greatest place in the whole wide world. Now I hate it.
You don't hate your cabin?
Oh, I do, I do, I really do. Cabin's just not us. This is a cabin of a man who thinks only of himself. It's a man I used to be. Now I am a man of compromise. Doggone it, Christine. Come on, let's just call Patty.
I wish I'd never started this.
Well, you did, and now you've got the compromise train rolling.
I don't want to buy that house.
Why not?
We don't even know when we're getting married.
We'll get married tonight.
You are so adorable. I have an idea. Why don't we forget about dinner and about the house and just go to bed early?
Well, you know what would make me feel really sexy? We called Patty.
Morning, Dob. How are you doing today? Sorry. Doggone it. Jeez, I don't know how moose get through the day. Do you have to wear those all the time?
Hey, if I want to win $500... The moose patrol could be anywhere, and the campus in the hall. Last year, a lady won in church.
Morning, Coach. Morning. Bullwinkle.
You won't be laughing when I win $500 at playing that.
All right. All right, that's it. You take off those damn antlers.
Why?
Because you're a public menace.
Hey, I'm not going to just kiss $500 goodbye.
Well, I'll pay you to take them off.
You pay me $500?
I'll pay you $10.
$400?
$10? And I'm not going to charge you for the blinds.
Okay. How come is it every time I try to better myself, you stifle it?
You're a dream killer, are you?
Just in a bad mood.
Do you and Christine have a fight?
No, but we're gonna when she finds out about a house behind her back.
What?
What?
I bought a house I thought Christine wanted. It turns out she didn't want it, so now I gotta figure out a way to tell her I bought it.
I wouldn't tell her. She's shame, I'd never tell her. I mean, I'd go to my grave before I'd tell her. I'd let them bury me in that house.
Oh, jeez, it's a real estate agent. She wants me to sign the papers.
Girl, you don't have a pen.
Hi, Patty. Could you give us a second?
Oh, absolutely.
What do I do?
Oh, well, if it was me, I would not sign anything without Christine being behind it 100%. But then I wouldn't be buying a house with Christine. I'll go order some blinds.
I don't know whether this helps, but maybe we can have Mexican for lunch.
I have all the papers ready.
Yeah, listen, Patty, I'm not going to be able to sign the papers.
What?
Well, see, I jumped the gun. Christine did not like the house, and I bought it without telling her, so I'm really sorry. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for my deposit back.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that. By state law, a deposit isn't refundable.
Not refundable? Well, I can't afford to lose $7,000.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't lose $7,000 in this deal. What about if I sell it back to somebody else?
Well, you can try, but it's kind of a tough house to sell.
Well, how tough can it be? I bought it on the first day. It's a great house at a great price.
Well, the price is so great because it's a murder house.
A what?
Your home was the site of one of the cul-de-sac murders.
Kitty!
kidding. You're kidding. Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well, I used to tell people, but then they wouldn't buy it.
Well, I'm not going to live in a house where someone was brutally murdered. Hey, what about that nice young couple with the two boys? If you haven't told them, maybe they want to buy it.
Unfortunately, there is no couple with two boys. I sort of made them up.
You made up children?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to win a cruise.
Great! Well, now I'm stuck with a blood palace and you're going sailing.
No, for what it's worth, I know when I get in trouble with Mr. Showalter, I find a bottle of champagne goes a long way.
You think Christine's going to forgive me if I give her a bottle of champagne?
No. I mean, I drink it.
There she is, my favorite fiance.
Hey, what are we doing here? I thought we put this place behind us.
Oh, just give it one more chance. If you don't fall in love with this place tonight, then I swear I'll forget about it forever. My pride.
Oh, Hayden.
Isn't it beautiful here? So quiet and peaceful and safe.
Oh, Hayden, this is very sweet.
Well, I don't want you to think I did all this just to convince you to buy the place, but, well, this is what life would be like here every night.
Oh, Hayden, I would do anything to make you happy. This just doesn't make sense to do now.
We don't always have to do the sensible thing. Sometimes we just do what feels good. I mean, doesn't this feel good?
This feels wonderful.
Let's call Patty.
Oh, Hayden, let it go. This house is behind us. Let's just enjoy this wonderful evening together. Now, come on.
Okay, here we go. Here you go. You know, Christine, when we finally get married, I think we're going to have to be a lot more understanding about the little crazy things that each of us do.
Yep, that's true. We will.
Yeah. I love you. You know, there's gonna come a time, say, when you buy me a shirt and I don't like it. Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna say, geez, why didn't you ask me? I don't appreciate the gesture for what it is, and I'm going to give you a little kiss on the forehead. I'm going to wear that shirt, and I'm going to like it.
Well, good.
Yep, because that's what makes a marriage work. Has to work both ways, though. I'm going to buy you, say, a piece of jewelry, and you're not going to like it. Or a blouse. Or a house. Well, a little kiss on the old forehead go a long, 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 long way.
Oh, no. but you didn't. You bought this house behind my back?
No, I was compromising.
You weren't compromising.
No.
You were thinking about yourself.
What?
And about the trout that would come knocking at your back door.
Well, so, hey, I wanted to feed my family. Sue me.
When did you do this?
Sunday, when you went out to the car.
I thought you went to the bathroom.
No, I wish I had.
This is unbelievable. You have to get out of this.
I can't. There's a stupid state law that says if we don't buy the house now, we lose $7,000.
How do you figure we lose $7,000?
We're a team?
See, if this had been a team decision, I would be right there with you. But if you remember, I was in the team car, which is exactly where I'm heading right now.
Oh, I can't believe you are walking out.
Oh, you should be so thankful. See, one of the great things about not being married yet is that I can go back to my house, and you can go back to either of your houses, and we can cool off. If we were already married, I would have to stay here and fight this out with you, and you are not ready for that, believe me.
Oh, hey, is that a threat?
Oh, you bet it is. Because if you ever do anything like this after we are married, I will reach a level of anger heretofore unconceived of by modern married man.
Well, boy, get the minister. You are making it sound real good, Christine. God, I can hardly wait to get married again. Take